JC2S, Part 1.
Number 17B.
Yes, she says, and I'll show you how it's done. At the point of soul is life, love. So we'll just go on now and look at soul is love. And the epitome reads, divine science, in the science of souls, it's implied divine science resolves things into thoughts and replaces seeming with being. So we now look for, in the science of soul, that divine science is resolving things into thoughts. That's that point of soul, isn't it? It replaces the object of sense for the ideas of soul. That's what goes on in soul in the reversal. So when the science of soul is the divine science comes to us, it retranslates and reverses and brings through the retranslation of things into thoughts and replaces then seeming the counterfeits with being the facts, the identities of being of soul. And so she shows this, I think, quite clearly under the marginal heading seeming and being. That the verity of mind shows conclusively how it is that matter seems to be but is not. Divine science, rising above physical theories, excludes matter, resolves things into thoughts, and replaces the object of material sense with the science of soul. There we get that circle ending, going back again to that main tone of mind. And again, it's quite interesting because as we go into the principal tone, as we'll see this afternoon, it seems to be such a tone that is, I've said before now, at the earlier of the week, that it's a very holistic tone. One can only approach it now from a new standpoint, from a very holistic, dimensional, structural standpoint. So it's as if these main tones of mind, spirit, and soul are building up the identity principle from which one goes out then from the big main tone of principle. So we see here how at the end of this tone of soul and the subtone of soul, it refers back to mind. She says, remember there the great verities of mind, which showed conclusively that matter seems to be but is not, and that it was shown in divine science. She, if we go back to mind main tone at on page 108, line 19, where we began the class. With showing then that new standpoint, that science that governs changes to the new standpoint, where she said that when apparently near the confines of mortal existence, standing already within the shadow of Death Valley, she had then a change of standpoint, which we called then a new birth, and said, I learned these truths in divine science. So you see, she said, now we remember that she learned it in divine science. She found out that going out from the false testimony of the physical senses of mind and matter shut out the true realm of spirit and saw that mortal mind produced all the actions of our identity, and that thought set her thought at work in the new channels of divine science to lead up to the demonstration of the proposition that mind is all and matter is not as a leading factor in mind science. So from that standpoint of divine science, right away, she said, is how I handle the situation. So she shows that it shows us then that mind is all and matter is not. So right here then, Mrs. Eddy says, the verities of mind showed conclusively how it is that matter seems to be but is not. And we have seen this now where mind gave the standpoint that matter seems to be and not, and that's based on the logic of divine science, because I learned these facts in divine science that mind is all and matter is not. So then that's why she says divine science resolves things into thoughts, because it's referring back to what we saw there in mind. That, well, you now know that she saw these conclusive findings from the standpoint of mind, from the standpoint of divine science. And so therefore, how it is that matter seems to be and is not is handled from divine science, because divine science excludes matter. And so therefore, divine science rising above physical theories excludes the basis of physical theories, which is reasoning from the sense testimony. That's just excluded from divine science. When you come out from the divine origin, all you have there is that mind is all and matter is not. And the reasoning from the material sense testimony is not. Therefore, by exclusion, divine science rises above the physical theories, excluding matter, resolving things into thoughts, replacing the object of sense with the spiritual facts of being. That's by the logic of divine science excluding the physical theories, excluding the material objects, showing them as not, and basing everything then on the science of soul, on the science of facts, and only on that science of facts do we go out, you see. And therefore, because divine science excludes any other standpoint, then we have then that main tone epitome satisfied, where we go back to the main tone and see then that this seventh rule of reversal then concludes and crowns the fulfillment. I guess we could look at it if you like. Whereas soul is love now gives us that seventh rule of reversal, which is really that standpoint where the rules of reversal are concluded, love. They're crowned with fulfillment, love. And they're crowned with fulfillment from the standpoint of divine science, aren't they? Where the problem of false reversal is handled from divine science, where we see now rises above physical theories, and it does it by excluding matter and material logic, resolving and replacing the objects of material sense. It never took it into consideration with the spiritual ideas, and it only took into consideration the spiritual facts. That's what divine science does. It resolves by only taking into consideration the facts of God and excludes everything else. So therefore, going back again to the epitomes, in flowing through the epitomes then, step three, we see then how the science of soul has replaced the false testimony of the physical senses with spiritual ideas, translating seeming into being, that proposition was stated as soul is mine, where there in soul is mine, then we got that first rule of reversal, reversing from seeming to being, saying all right, now change your standpoint. Soul is mine. Change soul, your standpoint, mine, for reversal. Stop going out from the belief of pantheism, from the sense testimony, and now go out from the facts of soul, which from the true standpoint of mine, from the starting point of mine, which shows you that pantheism isn't so, but all identity is an image in mind, in tributary to mind. So start out now from your true starting point for reversal. And at spirit, it's soul is spirit. It says, now you stick to that real starting point. Put first things first. Don't deviate from it. And if you stick to that standpoint, not taking matter or material logic into account, then that standpoint will reverse the false testimony of the physical senses, arriving at being instead of seeming. And soul says, if you stuck now to that new standpoint, that true standpoint, going out from mind and the starting point of mind and taking not matter or material logic into account, then soul as soul says, then that standpoint freezes from the conclusion of the physical sense testimony. And it does it insofar as soul is principle, because the explanation given from the standpoint of the science of soul now actually do something. They correct the hypothesis of material sense, of seeming, with the everlasting facts of soul, with being. And then as life, it shows, now if we stick to this, these facts, these great facts of soul, then these, in the science of soul, these great facts that we have just seen are going to go on, and they're going to go on unchanged, and you'll see that they never are reversed by the contrary testimony of the physical senses. Even if they seem to be reversed, they're never reversed, because to divine science, as we will see, they are nothingness. They're seeming, trying to be being. So we stick to these great facts of soul, and keep knowing that life goes on unchanged regardless of the testimony of the physical senses. And then soul is truth. Then in Christian science, in the science of soul, we actually now have the destruction in human consciousness where that great error went on. That false reasoning from sense testimony went on in the consciousness of man, in the false beliefs of man, those latent individual, collective, and universal conscious, subconscious, or unconscious beliefs. They're the problem. Now that is destroyed through the science of soul, destroys that fundamental error in consciousness. That's where the problem of reversal is. That's destroyed, and it's destroyed in the science of soul by divine science, which says, well, all those beliefs, false beliefs in consciousness are nothing anyhow. And so divine science reverses by saying, well, only the science of soul is the all in all. It's the only thing that has been going on. And so that science of soul, which is really based on that mind science, which shows that mind is one and all and all inclusive, and that mind science that only speaks, that the pure language of spirit speaks directly to our consciousness, the language of spirit, the language of pure ideas, that it's only upon that mind, the divine mind, which is Emmanuel with us, and that spirit, that language of spirit, which is Emmanuel with us, it's only upon that that the science of soul is based, and that is all in all in divine science. There's no other standpoint. That's the only standpoint. Every other standpoint is erroneous, and therefore the science of soul, which comes to us and is Emmanuel with us, has shown us through its retranslation out of the standpoint of the false testimony of the physical senses, destroying the false testimony of the physical senses with the facts of being, translating seeming into being, all on that standpoint of divine science, showing that only that mind, which is speaking to us the language of spirit of pure ideas, is the true science that is always coming to us. Everything else is nothing. That any science based on the false testimony of the physical senses are nothing. And therefore that, if it just shows, you can see that main tone of minds and the main tone of spirit and the main tone of soul, that they're the only standpoint now for the science of God, which comes up in principle. Any other standpoint is nothingness. It's excluded from the standpoint of the science of being. So you see, that's what these big main tones of mind, spirit, and soul have shown to us from the standpoint of divine science, that only that all mind, which is the basis of science, is the only reality going on, and it's the only mind is only speaking to us the facts of soul. And now stick to that. That is going to give us the science of soul. Nothing else is going on. Do you see? That's the all in all. So when we get now, that's the basis for the science of God for the next big tone of principle. And it will just, and you'll see when we get to the principle, it just now goes out from the science of God, knowing that just the science of God is the only reality, that the science of God is all in all, because we've seen that now through the reasoning from the main tone of mind and the main tone of spirit and the main tone of soul, out from the standpoint of divine science, showing that these standpoints, that this is the only standpoint for the science of God. It's the all in all. And upon this standpoint of the main tone of mind, the main tone of spirit, and the main tone of soul, I present my science of God as the only science, as the all in all. So we'll take a look at that big, big, big science of God given to us in the main tone of principle. We'll begin it this afternoon. We will finish it. I'll see if there's an evening class. I'll see if it goes. I know I'll finish it tomorrow. It's big. It will need quite a bit of time to devote to it. So this afternoon, now as an assignment after lunch, you can do then with the principal, just go in and see if you hear the main categories behind the epitome of principle. And then that will probably be what you can do in the time. And then we will look for those main categories in the text. And I will present it from a bit of a different basis than I have been presenting the other three main tones, because it is so different. So, all right, so this afternoon we begin the principal tone.